When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, there is certainly no avoiding that the White Sox are on the brink of making history, and a part of history that nobody wants to be a part of. With 120 losses on the season, the next loss will give them the most losses in a single season in modern history for Major League Baseball.
Well, if I were a fan, I'd be pissed. I'd be very angry.
This has certainly been a tough stretch for the Sox.
I should say.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle.
Well, it is the start of a rebuilding.
There's been a lot of successful rebuilds.
I don't want to go through a long rebuild.
I mean, we're clearly in a rebuild.
If everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again.
You know, you're stuck in mediocrity and you don't know how to get out of that.
Mired in mediocrity.
We're catching teams at the wrong time.
Well, there's that. There's a few other reasons, but that's certainly one of them.
It's a lot more fun than being a White Sox fan.
When you've got this many losses, the one thing it does provide is clarity.
I don't care how many L's we got this year. We ain't taking that.
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
White Sox can't catch a break.
The White Sox, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
Say it with me! Say it proud!
White Sox have yet another play that typifies their season.
Why should I live in history, huh?
Did you feel the support from the crowd?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know if I've ever won a game and had people pretty mad, but...
This is a world where nothing is solved.
The catch is made, and it's official.
The White Sox set the modern record for losses in a single season.
That is loss number 121.
Yes! Yes! History!
Friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Another brilliant piece of creativity from one Chris Tannehill. He's over there, as you can see, in the studio, along with our guy Shane Reardon. This is Spiegel and Holmes, and we got you until 6 o'clock. Coby White's going to be on the show today at 3. Jason Leisure at 3:25. Doug Kramer at 4 o'clock. Yeah! Why are you laughing, Speaks?
Oh, my God. Because Tanny's so brilliantly what does what he does. And in this case, it's capturing the incredibly convoluted relationships and dynamics that lead you to that. Steve Stone saying, well, that's one way to put it, like catching teams at a bad time. You know, Jerry's saying his friends say, why don't you sell the team? Sell. He so brilliantly like captures all of the weirdness and then adds his own spin, like the recorder version of Don't Stop Believin'. Amazing.
How clean the sell the team chant is too. Like, I was surprised at the layout, to tell you the truth. Like, and I don't know if, I don't think that the layout was on purpose. I just feel like maybe John, like, just got, like, he didn't know what to do. So it was kind of like, I'll just freeze, like, fight, flight, freeze. Like, I think that's kind of what happened. And it's like, oh, they are really, like, as a group, to chanting sell the team. This isn't.
We don't want to make him think about punching down some more, okay? As he called it, his tussle with us, the radio losers, he referred to it in the Washington Post last week as punching down.
Radio losers.
So, how did that thing turn out with you guys?
I mean, we're still here doing what we do, and he's still there doing what he did.
Yeah, but people want us here. That's the difference. Both in like our the people who manage us and the people who listen.
I look forward to the day that we could all break bread and hold hands and make this relationship work.
Me too, Lawrence. I know.
I know that you actually tried.
I did try, but if you can be the peacemaker, then that would be awesome. If you can be the guy, because there is no reason if we're gonna live together in this town, you know. And punch sideways or up or down or whatever you want.
I mean, as a grown man, why would he say out loud that we were the ones punching down on him? Why would you admit that we're bigger than you?
No, it's the other way around. The other way. He thinks he's punching down.
He said it the right way.
Oh, so he thinks he's punching down at us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, she's a moron.
Well, I mean, leave him be. It's fine. I'm thinking Bulls Night, Spiegs, and Shrift Dog. Going over there, watching a little Coby White, Zach LaVine action. You guys would be good.
Sup, Johnny? Let's hang out. We'll talk.
Maybe you guys have something in common.
I'm sure we do. There's a ton of things that are available. We both like baseball. Both big fans, I think. What are you laughing at?
Both like the shrug. We both like baseball.
We do.
Shrug.
Baseball's good. Big fan of it.
You're both aspiring play-by-play guys.
We are. Wait a minute. He is. He does it. He does it for a living, man. It's cool. My take on that, on the layout, was that there's not that much to say.
Yeah, there's really nothing that you can do to combat how bad things are.
Oh.
Look, the weekend, it was filled with a lot of bear stuff because obviously – Bears win. It's a Bears town. People feel great. The weather, you're feeling that fall weather.
Yeah.
Not being able to kind of talk about Friday, having all that space between the White Sox winning the record and where we're at right now, or breaking the record, and now where we're at now. Like the irony of it, too. And White Sox fans saw it coming when they looked at the schedule, and they're like, wait a minute. You mean that the White Sox putting together that streak of wins was going to put them in a position where they had to win out or lose a game that would then allow not only for the Tigers to get into the playoffs, but for Jason Benetti to be the person who calls it.
Yeah, it's quite something. And I thought that Jerry Reinsdorf's letter, as published at season's end, had several notable inclusions of the word analytics, the analytics department, and embracing new ideas, quote, and outside perspectives, unquote, which, you know, people have been clamoring for 30 some years. And let alone last year, you fire Kenny and Rick and hire the man. It came from inside the house. You hired that man because you thought it would be easier and you thought you'd have a rebuild. You didn't want to suffer through a rebuild. And here you are even worse and about to suffer through a rebuild that you're already suffering through. And now you're realizing, oh, yeah, I guess you should go outside the house. You should have gone outside the house a long, long time ago. And manager is not a high enough position to go outside the house with and think you're going to have massive change. It's just not. Organizationally, you need to go outside the house.
I would be remiss if I didn't remind everyone that if you look at some of the hires that Chris Getz has made, I have a lot of faith in at least he's starting to hit the brakes. What would you call it on a boat? Like if you were trying to turn a boat, do boats have brakes? Do ships have brakes?
It's a good question.
Our nautical people can help me out in that regard.
No, I think the brake effectively is just putting it in reverse, Terry.
Okay, so at least...
Put it in reverse, Terry!
At least he's put it in reverse with some of the hires that have been made on the baseball operations side. It's just going to take... It's just going to take forever.
Oh, man.
It's just good. Like, no matter how good you feel about some of those hires,
yeah,
it's just going to take forever.
I remember the phrase first came up when it was me and Rosner one Sunday morning talking about what the Cubs rebuild was going to have to be under Theo. It was like, and I think he said it, or like it was Sully. Someone was a whole bunch of old salts. And it was, it's a big bus. It's going to make a slow turn.
Yeah.
And it's one of those double-decker city buses that has the big...
The organ, the accordion
it's
thing
got the
on
accordion
it.
Thing in the middle. And sometimes you can stand on like the disc in the middle of the two buses as it turns. And you're like, I have no idea how we're going to make this turn. So that's what the Cubs rebuild was. What's the White Sox rebuild?
It's an 18-wheeler that's screaming downhill that you would like to turn around and go the other way, but you've got to stop it from going downhill first.
You know what exists, Lawrence? I had never seen it. I'm
the
sure
runoffs,
runaway truck ramps.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's called a runaway truck ramp. If you're going downhill and you're like, wait a minute, my truck brakes don't work, then go ahead and use this ramp, and it goes mildly uphill so you don't just barrel into something. That's what the White Sox need. They need a runaway truck ramp.
Yeah, if you're driving up I-17 to Flagstaff, you see the truck runoffs if you burn your brakes and you have to get on there. So yes, that's probably more appropriate of a metaphor for where the White Sox are at than the bus.
Well, yeah, but because, yeah, they're the truck that's going downhill. It's also attached to another truck. It's like...
it's attached to a tow truck for some reason that's trying to...
And then there's another 18-wheeler on the back of that.
Attached to that.
Yeah, there's a tow truck in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's a good image right there, and I think it's fair for what's in front of them. I got to tell you, Speaks, Friday night, I teared up seeing Jason, like, celebrate and be celebrated. Like, that was the thing that his call was, because he's him, right? But to see him...
Post-game locker room.
Yeah, to see A.J. Hinch and the players celebrating him, it felt really appropriate and poignant, considering that I don't think that he was celebrated. And it didn't feel good the way that he parted ways with the White Sox. And to see the unbridled joy of him and that team and them coming out of nowhere, starting from, what, the middle of August? Them coming out of nowhere.
Incredible.
And having that opportunity and then seeing him and seeing people react to him in the clubhouse was really beautiful.
They were 0.2% to make the playoffs. In June.
That's wild.
I mean, they finished 30-11. 30-11 to get there. Maybe it was 31-11. Outrageous. And I just got to say, I think it's unique to baseball. If there's a comp in other sports, tell me. Jackson Jobe was the number one pitching prospect in the game. And the Tigers called him up, what, a week ago? Maybe 8 days ago? He's on the playoff roster. Like, that's just such a cool thing, and we see it happen from time to time. We're like, you know what? We're going for it. Should we call this guy? Yeah, we might as well give him a shot. So when you have these, like, what feel like absurdist conversations during your baseball team season, you're like, well, what about that guy at AAA? Why not him or that guy at AA? It's happening right now. He's on the Tigers playoff roster, and who the hell knows when he's going to get used in this series or the next one. I love that about baseball so much.
Pretty awesome. Yesterday, Spiegs and I had an incredible conversation with Jalen Johnson. And there was a part of it that we both kind of looked at each other and were like, wait, we need to bring that back for the 2 o'clock audience in case they didn't hear it. If you want to geek out on a little bit of offense and what offense looks like from a defender's perspective, do not miss the next segment. We got you covered. You want cool bear stuff and a little bit of sexy football thrown in? That's next. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
Deep drop for Stafford off his play action. There is Robinson on cue. Johnson gave him cushion. And Robinson takes advantage with a gain to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 19.
Well, we're talking about anticipating windows, and Matthew Stafford is so elite at that. Understanding that Johnson's going to bounce off because of the cut split, he's going to rip inside on that in route, and Stafford has that ball airborne before the receiver even makes his break. That's what you have to do in zone coverage. He makes it look so easy.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drives are cool while I've got the mood.
I don't know if anyone has seen this reel on Instagram or on TikTok, but there's a young lady in a altercation, and she pulls out the Shawn Michaels super kick, and someone has spliced it because she makes the same noise at like the beginning of his entrance music. It is worth your time. You've got to see it, because also there it is.
You know what happens to me? I feel like Danny must have felt when I talked about anything in music at all, because I'm hurting. I don't have the wrestling depth of knowledge and reference points to hang.
It's okay, because it's just an aside.
I have to learn how to deal with it. Danny it never quite got comfortable, and so then we would just make fun of him, which of course could be something that we do. Right, Danny?
No, I don't want to make fun of you for not doing that.
I could take it.
Sounds like someone should be reading Wikipedia.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Hold on, let me go to Shawn Michaels and learn some stuff.
Occasionally, Shawn Michaels super kick is what you need to look at. But occasionally, Tanny and I are going to vibe on Attitude Era wrestling.
All good.
So
you guys enjoy yourself, and I will not call attention to my cluelessness.
And the beautiful thing is that there's a nice chunk of the Spiegel and Holmes audience that's going to get the reference, too. So,
Texture says, tag me in. I'll get the references.
See?
All right.
See? Our people are definitely out there.
I'll just take a lap. You know, that's what I always wanted Danny to do.
No, we don't want you to take a lap. We want you in the room with us. That's
a lot of good stories on the elevator, LC Eastern. You know?
All right, so that's
got a lot of good content.
That's
from
everyone's
the
one reference of Danny for the 2 o'clock hour.
Damn
you guys
it!
Can't make another reference to Parkins until the 3 o'clock hour.
By the
way, at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Coby White. Very excited to talk with Coby White about buckets because that guy gets buckets. We had Jalen on the show yesterday.
We did have Jalen Johnson on the show yesterday. And Lawrence, you and I, very excited to talk about both the Bears defense and also the Sean McVay offense. Shane Waldron on the Sean McVay tree. Why does their offense look so much better than our offense did? So why not ask an all-pro corner about that? How did all those receivers get open, etc.? Here's Jalen with us from yesterday. This is good stuff.
I feel like it's almost art. I feel like it's the creativity of mirroring things together, mirroring looks together kind of. And it really all starts with the run game. If you don't have – you can't do anything without the run game. So as far as the play action goes, if you're getting the linebackers to step up, it's a lot easier to get the ball behind them versus if there's no fear of the run, then people are playing with a little more depth or playing in those windows. But when you have the run establishing and getting outside or hitting you up the middle, then it's like – those backers start flowing downhill more, trying to stop that run. And then, with the play action, bring the ball back. And then we hit them right where the backers left at. So I think kind of there's little things like that. And then also, too, I would say with them doing so many motions and jet motions and slow motions and return motions, it's like you have to account for all of that. And then you kind of mirror those together. And you do three motions that look the exact same, and they're all be runs. And then on the fourth one, he'll insert block that he's been doing, and then he releases. And then the tight end, it's like, It's a lot, but it's definitely really, I think, all starts with the run. If you can knock the run out, then a lot of those things you wouldn't be so aggressive on. I mean, corners wouldn't be wanting to come down and crack plays, and linebackers wouldn't want to scream so far downhill. So it really just really starts with the run and then the creativity to make run plays or make pass plays look like the run plays.
I'm a big fan of reverse engineering when it comes to football. It was one of my things that I was always – fighting against when I would talk with Lovie Smith about football, because he was such a great defensive mind and he understood what would make defenses uncomfortable. I was like, why can't you reverse engineer an offense to do the thing that you would make a defense uncomfortable? So I always love hearing the different side of the ball talk about the other side of the ball.
Well, what you're describing is the dream of when you have a defensive head coach who theoretically should be able to work with your offense. It's what didn't Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning work together in that way? Didn't Bill Belichick, a beginnings a defensive guy, and Tom Brady work together in that way?
But see, the only problem is whenever you bring up Peyton Manning, like, that guy's a savant. So it's easy to kind of turn things over to him on the offensive side. But yeah, like, marrying the concept of the defensive coach who has a trustworthy quarterback, which is the hope that eventually soon that you get there here.
Well, let's put a finer point on what you're describing. I don't know how much Shane Waldron has walked to the defensive players in his life in Seattle and now here with the Bears and said, hey guys, what would make life the most difficult for you? But he should. When I hear Jalen Johnson talk about what McVay is doing with the same kind of scheme and playbook, if I'm Shane Waldron, I want to know what my excellent defense and my all-pro corner who talks the game and thinks the game at such a high level, I want to know what makes the opposition so terrifying.
That's why, to me, the conversation around the Bears having conversations is so good. Because these are things where if you're on one side of the ball or the other, it's very possible to get siloed where you're only thinking about this from the perspective of how can the defense stop an offense and not, wait, how can our defense help our offense outside of like those training camp practices where they talk about steel sharpening steel.
Mm-hmm.
Having those conversations to me is really like just talking ball.
Yeah, man.
It's a great thing.
That's what in all sports, when you got a culture like that, we're like, oh man, the pitchers are hanging out and they're talking to each other. The hitters are talking to pitchers, helping each other. And yes, the iron sharpening iron, the moment in Hard Knocks where Jalen and Roma Dunze are talking to each other about technique. Oh, yeah, it always freaks me out when a receiver does this. All right, so this is what how I try to counter it, like yada, yada. But, yeah, from the coaching perspective, man, because I get it on a human level. If I'm an offensive coordinator, and I don't even mean me specifically, but imagine you're an offensive coordinator. You could get caught up in the volume of stuff there is to do while also desperately wanting to work at the top of your intelligence and show everything you can do and have an artful day. But what you got to be thinking about is how does this make the defense's life harder? How does this make the defense's life harder? And putting things together. So all the pre-snap motion. So one thing leads to the next thing, leads to the next thing. Like Jalen's talking about, three of them look like a run play. And the fourth one, all of a sudden that guy releases and he's a target. Like you better be thinking about confusing the defense in this modern NFL.
Inside of that cut too, you hear Jalen's appreciation for what Stafford and McVay are doing. And that I also love that where there's that kind of trade off where it's a mutual admiration society and you go, man, that guy's really good. Like watching that guy play quarterback, he's really good. We have to be on top of it if we're going to slow them down because they're thinking so far ahead.
If there's one thing, and it's like Tanny was saying this in our group thread the other day, because we've seen this with Green Bay offenses forever. It's like understanding the levels of it and the different layers of a defense that you're trying to attack. Run game, run game, run game. Because the run game will make the linebackers come up. Then you can use that space to throw right into off of play action. And then the safeties and the well, they'll come up to try and cover that space and because they don't want their linebackers to be exposed. And all of a sudden, the other space is open. It's like you have to run the ball and scare them into thinking you could run the ball at any time. And then it buys you space to work with.
More football conversation coming up at 3:25 because that's when Jason Leisure is going to join us. Next up, Coby White of the Bulls is going to be on the score. We've got a lot of questions that we want to ask him about the game and the growth of his game. Don't go anywhere. You do not want to miss it. Spiegel and Holmes with Coby White next on the score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.